Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Glory, peace, goodwill. Oh, how we need those words to be reality. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, we find the words that were delivered to the shepherds on that lonely hillside to announce the birth of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. If ever there was a time, it was a time when these poor shepherds, who lacked the basic necessities of life, received the message that was above every word that could be given to mankind. God had sent his own dear son into the world, not as a king, not as a statesman, but as a tiny baby who did not have the comfort of a bed or a bassinet or a soft place to be born, but a rough, probably a stone feeding trough. That was how the Son of God came into the world. And the announcement from the angels was, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. If God could love mankind as sinful as we are, enough to send his own dear son into the world, what can we give to him? There's really nothing that we can do that can even come close to equating to what he has done for us. But we can give our life for him. We can commit our life to receive all he has for us. The days that stretch out in 2024 will be upon us in a few hours. What will we do with this new year? What will we do with this new day? What will we do with this new hour? What will we do in the next few minutes? My prayer is that we will stop, reflect upon what God has given to us, and praise him. Give him glory. Let the peace that passes all understanding sweep over us, and then show goodwill to everyone we come in contact with. Heavenly Father, our commitment to you is that we will live for you with every ounce of possibility in our life. I pray, Lord, that we might commit ourselves in this new year that lies before us. We only have a few more hours left in the old year. But might we commit ourselves from this moment on to be more committed to you in everything that we do and all that we say. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart always be pleasing in your sight. And we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.